Hello, sports fans, and welcome to another edition of Yesterday Sports on the Sports History Network. And make sure to check out sportshistorynetwork.com/giveaways. I have two signed books I'm giving away. One is titled No Nonsense, Old School Weight Training, and the other is Reliving 1970s Old School Football.
Now it's time to take a sports break, a look at sports history on a daily basis. Hello, my friends of sports history. This is Darren Hayes of the Sports Jersey Dispatch Podcast. Welcome once again to the Pigpen, your place for all things great in sports history. And welcome to a sports break where we will talk about some of the great events and people associated with the date of April 18th. Now, we have some fantastic Hall of Famers we're going to talk about for their birthdays on this day. And we also have some great events that happen and milestone moments in sports that I think you're really going to take notice of. But before we do, let's make sure you're aware of our social media. We are on Twitter at Pigskin Dispatch. We would love to have you follow us and, you know, share some of the comments and, plug and help us to spread the news about great football history to help preserve it through social media on the Twitter platform. Now for April 19th, we're going to start off on Pigskin Dispatch, and we want to make sure that we cover some of these great events here. April 18th, 1990, Alabama was issued an original franchise in the WLAF, which was called the Birmingham Fire. That's the World League of American Football. Remember the Birmingham Fire? On April 18th, 1995, quarterback Joe Montana announced his retirement from football. He started off, you know, the great Notre Dame prospect came out and went to the San Francisco 49ers, won a few Super Bowls with them and Bill Walsh as his coach, and moved on to Kansas City and had some great success there as their signal caller, calling it up on a year and a season and a career there in 1995 on April 18th. April 18th, 1998, the NFL draft took place, and Peyton Manning was the first overall pick by the Indianapolis Colts. And if you remember that Ryan Leaf, there was some speculation that maybe they would take Ryan Leaf, the quarterback, from there, but no, he went to San Diego with the second selection. Some great players came out as Andre Wadsworth, Charles Woodson, Alan Faneca, Randy Moss, all Hall of Famers, all came out of that 1998 NFL draft. Some football birthdays. April 18th, 1931 in Jefferson County, Oklahoma, University of Texas two-way player at guard and linebacker Harley Sewell was born, and Harley went into the College Football Hall of Fame in the year 2000. And in April 18th, 1962 in Titusville, Florida, Wilbur Marshall, the outstanding linebacker of the Florida Gators from 1980 to 1983, arrived in the world. Now, Wilbur Marshall's collegiate football records were celebrated in the College Football Hall of Fame after his induction in year 2008, and he went on to be an All-Pro in the NFL and even earned a Super Bowl with the Chicago Bears and also with the Washington Redskins, won a couple of them. In 1970, on April 18th in Pine Bluff, Arkansas, the stud Louisiana Tech offensive tackle from 1989 to 1992, Willie Rofe, was born. And he celebrates a birthday. He went into the College Football Hall of Fame in 2014. Went into the Pro Football Hall of Fame 2 years before that in 2012. And 11-time Pro Bowl selection, member of the NFL's 1990s All-Decade Team, who was a New Orleans Saint, was where he played his career. In 1973, on his date, Pensacola, Florida, Florida State's Mr. Everything linebacker Derek Brooks was born. He helped lead the Noles to their first ever national championship in 1993 and was a two-time unanimous first-team All-American in 1993-1994. Went into the College Football Hall of Fame in 2016 at induction ceremonies, and in 2014 became a Pro Football Hall of Fame enshrinee, and his number was retired by Tampa Bay, and they're part of the Ring of Honor. So that's some great moments we have in sport there. Now, we also have our Jersey Dispatch, this website of this very podcast, and we want to celebrate the Hall of Fame birthday of Sam Crawford, who was born in April 18th, 1880 in Wahoo, Nebraska. He's a Baseball Hall of Fame right fielder. He was nicknamed Wahoo Sam born in Wahoo, Nebraska, so there's some obvious reasons there. He was a left-hander, batted left-handed, threw left-handed, took advantage of the competing American League and National League for his services back in the early 1900s. Ended up playing for the Detroit Tigers and had a great career. Still holds the Major League Baseball record for the most career triples with 309. Not sure if that'll ever be broken. That's a pretty big number there. That might be one of those untouchables, as many people say. Now let's flip things over and go on to jerseydispatch.com, our home website. And April 18th, 1918, the Cleveland Indians center fielder Tris Speaker turns an unassisted double play. Speaker reportedly glove-trapped the fly ball and then sprinted into the infield, tagging Detroit's Ozzie Witt, who had been on second base, and enforcing Babe Ellison out by tagging second base after he apparently stayed too close to first base bag to tag up if the ball had been caught. April 18, 1946, Jackie Robinson, number 42, made his debut as the new second baseman of the Montreal Royals. It was a stepping stone in minor leagues to eventually become the first black man in the majors with the Brooklyn Dodgers. April 18, 1950, Sam Jethro was the first African-American to play for the Boston Braves. Sam wore number 5 jersey in his brief time in Boston. Now let's take a jaunt over to 80sbaseball.com. Our friend Jay Daniel has a great site there. Talks about some great April 18th debuts. One in eight in 1985, Vince Coleman went 1-for-3 with 2 stolen bases in his big league debut. He finished the year with 110 stolen bases as a rookie, won the Rookie of the Year award. What a great debut and a great debut season for Mr. Coleman. And we also have some things from baseball, 80sbaseball.com, some great plays that happened. Tom Seaver in 1981 joined the 3,000 strikeout club when he strikes out Keith Hernandez of the Cardinals. And on April 18th, 1982, the Braves beat the Astros 6-5 and set a National League record by beginning the season at 11-0. Jay Daniel, 80sbaseball.com, we thank you for that great information. And now we jump into another one of the websites we love to look at, and NBA.com, as they offer some great history nuggets day by day. April 18th, there's a few that we want to talk about. On 1962 on the date, the Boston Celtics beat the Los Angeles Lakers 110-107 in overtime in Game 7 of the NBA Finals, and despite the 11th straight 30-plus point scoring performance by Lakers forward number 22, Elgin Baylor, which was an NBA playoff record. Number 6, Bill Russell of the Celtics tied his own NBA Finals record by grabbing 40 rebounds in a single game. April 18, 1967, Rick Barry, number 24 for San Francisco Warriors at the time, scored 55 points as the Warriors downed Philadelphia 130-124 in Game 3 of the NBA Finals. A series Philadelphia eventually won in just 6 games, but Barry's 55 points is tied for the second highest point total in playoff history, and his 22 field goals made tied number 22 Elgin Baylor, who we talked about earlier's NBA Finals record. In 1991, on the 18th of April, Utah guard number 12 John Stockton, in a 130-103 Jazz win over the Seattle Supersonics at the Salt Palace, dished out 11 assists to finish the 1990-91 season with 1,164 assists, breaking his own NBA record for assists in a season set the previous year. Now we jump over to VintageHockeyJerseys.com, as they have some great history from the NHL and on the ice. April 18, 1954, the Detroit Red Wings number 8, Tony Leswick's goal at 4:29 in overtime gave his team a 2-1 victory over the visiting Montreal Canadiens in Game 7 of the Stanley Cup Finals. It was the Red Wings' second Stanley Cup championship in 3 years. And on 1999, on April 18th, number 99, Hall of Fame center Wayne Gretzky played for the final game of his career. He assisted on the Rangers' lone goal of the game, a 2-1 loss to the Pittsburgh Penguins, finishing with 2,847 career points, which was 943 ahead of Pittsburgh Penguins number 68, Jaromir Jagr, who was in second place. And that is your sports history for the day. We are so glad that you were able to join us and listen to some of these great things that came from VintageHockeyJerseys.com, NBA.com, 80sBaseball.com, and of course our websites, PigskinDispatch.com and JerseyDispatch.com. We'd love to share the history with you. We'd love to share all these evenings with you, and glad you could join us once again. Join us each and every day as we try to bring you some more great sports history. Till next time, everybody, have a great sports history day. This penalty kill is almost over. I got to get back out on the ice. But thanks again for joining us for another great edition of Sports Jersey Dispatch Podcast. We'll see you tomorrow. We invite you to check out our websites, jerseydispatch.com and pigskindispatch.com. Not only see the daily sports history, but to experience the preservation of great events and people that play the games. Find us on Pigskin Dispatch. It's also on social media outlets of Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and don't forget the Pigskin Dispatch YouTube channel. Get all your daily sports history. Pigskin Dispatch is happy to be associated with the Sports History Network, the sports headquarters of yesteryear, found at sportshistorynetwork.com.
This podcast is part of the Sports History Network, your headquarters for the yesteryear of your favorite sport. You can learn more at sportshistorynetwork.com. Hey there, Sports History fan. This is Arnie Chapman, a.k.a. the Football History Dude, and I wanted to thank you for stopping by to listen to another episode here on the Sports History Network. Our podcasters are passionate about uncovering and sharing sports stories from yesteryear. And if you didn't know it already, we have over 30 shows across the network covering all sorts of sports history topics. In fact, here's a glimpse into one of our awesome podcasts here on the network.
Each week, the Official Football Learning Academy podcast will take you deep into the history of pro football through interviews with players, coaches, or administrators in the NFL, as well as interviews with Pro Football Hall of Fame selectors, authors, and historians. You'll learn how the game evolved and important moments that shaped the sport into what it is today. And don't miss the Pro Football History Nugget of the Week. Listen to the Official Football Learning Academy podcast on the Sports History Network.
How about that? I bet you're super hyped to go listen to that new podcast, right? Well, to learn about this show and all the other podcasts on the network, head over to sportshistorynetwork.com/podcasts. Again, that's sportshistorynetwork.com/podcasts. Head over there today to find your next favorite sports history podcast.